Blog Talk Radio.
There ain't no practice runs in life.
That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
My name, that's her name is
Kiki Culpepper.
And we're celebrating VBS and the Houston Astros. I've been spending all morning and early afternoon on Facebook and elsewhere. And the folks here in Texas are so psyched up about the first ever World Series championship for the Houston Astros. And Kiki, you said you watched some of it last night, right? You watched some of the game?
Yeah, I did watch a little bit. I watched bits and pieces. It was a very kind of like, okay, this is either going to go really bad or really well.
Yeah, really bad. It actually went really well for the Houston fans. Earlier this morning, Kiki and I were up at Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, and we were so glad to be up there enjoying breakfast. I told Kiki this morning, I said, you know, I never thought about eating chicken for breakfast, but when you think about it, the eggs, a lot of us eat eggs for breakfast. That's not so far removed from chicken for breakfast. And you and your sister, Maddie, what is it called? Those little four-piece chicken biscuits?
Chicken minis.
Chicken minis. That's right.
They're
the chicken minis. Yeah, you had the chicken minis this morning, and Kiki has them. She washes them down with the blue Powerade, and Maddie got the, what was it, the ice cream?
It was the iced coffee.
Yeah, a really nice iced coffee. Really, really cool. So we're very, very happy to celebrate Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, but today we're talking about VBS and the Houston Astros. Back in, gosh, this sounds like so long ago, Kiki, back in 1977, I went to my first ever professional baseball game at the Houston Astrodome, and it was a reward for attending all 5 days of vacation Bible school that summer at Kirby Baptist Church. And my parents were both from Massachusetts. I still am to this very day a big time Boston Red Sox fan. I will never be anything other than that, but it's a day I've never forgotten. It was the old Astrodome, and it was the first time I had seen a professional baseball game live and in person. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And I was so happy last night for all those Astros fans that got to celebrate a World Series victory. And, you know, Kiki, we've had Coach Darryl Wood on the show before, and we love
we've
talking to people.
But,
yeah, we've several times, and we're excited to talk to him. Hey, folks, we're going to talk to Coach Wood about the Astros win. We're going to talk to him not just about the win, but about what it means in the context of our Christian fellowship and our Christian show. And we're going to do it all right after this.
There's no space that his love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace.
This is Allison Carl, and you're listening to the Christcast.
Take me in with your arms spread wide. Take me.
Hey, Coach Wood, how are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great today.
We're
a little
so
tired.
So glad to have you back. Yeah. Hey, Coach Wood, I know you're a longtime Astros, but what I was thinking about last night as a Red Sox fan when the Astros won was that these simple pleasures, these simple moments of grace and fun and victory, as human beings, we could not enjoy them so much if God had not made us to enjoy them. Tell us your thoughts about it.
You know, that's a pretty poignant statement there. I think, obviously, our only you know, joy comes from God. Happiness can be worldly, but happiness is like infatuation. Joy truly comes from God. Joy equals love. And sure, he created us to enjoy things as long as we keep our eyes focused on the Spirit of God and frankly, not on worldly things. So really, it doesn't matter so much what we're doing. If our eyes are focused on the Spirit, then we have joy. We can be going through tough times and have joy, like I have when the Astros lost 100 games in a season 3 times in a row.
A long time ago.
But yes.
Really good.
Kiki.
Well,
are you still there? Ah.
Yes, I'm still here. It's like you guys cut out a little bit.
Sure.
Being a Houston Astros fan for the longest of time, what was your first memory of being a fan?
You know, Kiki, it's funny you asked that because I'll tell you a story about 10-month-old baby Daryl, baby coach Daryl Wood. 1977 in the Astrodome, I'm 10 months old. My dad is holding me, and it was pregame. And it was the Joaquin Andujar, Cesar Cedeno,
wow.
Astros. And
yep.
And Joaquin Andujar actually took me from my dad and walked me in the Astros dugout as a 10-month-old baby. And they had me in there for about 5 or 10 minutes, which my mom was not at all thrilled about, and, sitting like a nervous hen watching over her chicks. But I was in there at 10 months old, and I have been an Astros fan since I can remember. I remember watching as a 12-year-old in 87, 88, when the bullpen, if you want to call it that, was ran parallel with the foul lines down like the first base line, in between the first base line and the stands. I remember standing 5 feet from Nolan Ryan as he was warming up. And he probably throws 40 or 50 pitches warming up, and hearing the sound that the ball made and then the crack that it made when it hit the mitt, that is my most vivid memory, is just sitting there watching him, sitting in a seat, watching him 3 or 4 feet away with the leg kick that went up into his forehead and throwing the ball and hearing the sizzle.
Yeah, a lot of people associate Nolan Ryan with the Texas Rangers, but he spent a lot of time with the Houston Astros. Joaquin Andujar,
sure.
Holy cow. I totally remember this, by the way. I told you that this goes, gosh, Coach Wood, this goes so far back. And I like you were 10 months old in 1977. I was probably 7 or 8 years old in 1977. And my parents put my brother and me on a bus to the Astrodome on a Saturday morning. The game was at 12 or 1 o'clock, and we left early in the morning. And I'll never forget my mother giving my older brother, Chris, a $20 bill. And she said, this is for your food and your souvenirs. So it was not just food. It's like, if you want to get a souvenir, you can get a souvenir. And we went out to the Astrodome, and J.R. Richard was the pitcher that day, and ever since I saw him pitch, whether I was pitching in high school or in Little League or playing wiffle ball with my family and friends, I always tried to pitch like J.R. Richard, and it was such a great day. It was a Saturday. Now, think about this. You have two kids of your own. Imagine putting your kids on a bus with no cell phones, no text messaging, no internet, nothing. And it's like, I hope we see you when you get back tonight at, 8 or 9 o'clock, when you get back from the game. It was just and that was my first baseball game out at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. I think it's been so great to see all the stuff on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, folks being geeked up about the win for the Astros. And you might have been 10 months old back when you first attended that game with Joaquin Andujar, but you've been a fan for a long time, right?
Since I can remember, Jason, I've been a huge Astros fan.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a story, too, for 40 years ago that you're talking about, riding a bus. And what a great place to watch a baseball game, the Astrodome. I mean, it was a magical experience to see a game in the Astrodome.
Well, Kiki may not know this, but at the time it was called the Eighth Wonder of the World. People could not believe that you
absolutely
could actually play baseball inside. You cannot play baseball inside with a roof high enough to kind
of
cover
you
for all the
fly
balls.
You can do a lot of things inside now.
Yes. Yeah. Now you can. That was awesome. Hey, man, Coach Wood, I'm so happy for you. In 2004, the Red Sox won the World Series. It wasn't their first World Series, but it was their first World Series since 1918. So it was the first in my lifetime. And I know exactly what it feels like to end the season the right way. You get to buy all the videos and the T-shirts and the hats. Have you bought anything online yet? Have you got a T-shirt yet?
Within 5 minutes, I was on MLB.com and ordered a hoodie. And I am headed, as soon as we get off the phone, to Dick's to see – I was told that they had some World Series champion merchandise.
No, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they – hey, Coach Wood, I'm so happy for you. I mean, I'm so glad all the Astros fans – like I said, I've been on Facebook and stuff today, and there are so many people sharing their memories of being at the Astros game for the first time. Amy Blankenship posted a picture today. She looks like she's about 18 months old. She's sitting there in the Astrodome, and you can tell it's not Minute Maid Park. It's the Astrodome. You can tell by the background, and it's such a great place to watch a baseball game. Hey, listen, thank you so much for taking some time today to call into the Christcast, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm always available to y'all.
Awesome. Hey, awesome. Great job, man. Awesome. Hey, Kiki, you know what? I don't you love how excited people get when their teams win the championship?
Oh, it's crazy how excited people get. It's kind of weird and scary at the same time.
your parents have lived in Texas a long time. Did they have a favorite in the World Series this year?
I think we were just kind of cheering for home team kind of areas, like, whenever, like, any team's playing, we're just kind of going for the one that's like, oh, I think I like this team better than this team.
Yeah, and the Texas team is always better. If you could pick, like I said, if you could pick the Texas team over the California team, that's really, really good. Hey, one last time, we were up at Chick-fil-A this morning at West Point Village. For folks that may have never thought about Chick-fil-A for breakfast, because I didn't always consider it a breakfast option, what would you tell folks to do when they're thinking about breakfast at Chick-fil-A?
It's kind of just like one of those options that you're going to go there at some point in the day, so why not go early? That's what I say. I'm like,
yeah, just go early.
Me and my sister go there every week, every Thursday. So
yep, exactly. Why not go early? Just get your Chick-fil-A for
get
breakfast.
Your daily
That's
Chick-fil-A.
All. Yep. Exactly. And you should do it. You can do it every day except for Sunday. You cannot
Sundays.
Go to Chick-fil-A on Sunday. That's right. That's absolutely right.
No.
My name is Jason Dias. Her name is
Kiki Culpepper.
And you've been listening to the Christcast. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all
next time.
All right. Take care, everybody.
There ain't no practice runs in life. This is